Mr. Bond. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to the To Kill a Mockingbird podcast for chapter 27 and 28. Chapter 27 and 28 is the revenge chapters and the getting over things chapters. If you turn in your books to page 247, which is in my book, once again, the purple book, this is a settling down chapter. Scout starts off with saying, things did settle down after fashion, as Atticus said they would. And then goes on to tell about three things that changed in the county. Notice how Harper Lee keeps Bob Ewell in our minds, and even though he's supposedly forgotten as Tom Robinson, he still is a very important character in this book and in this chapter. Notice how he stalked, in a way, the judge, the tailor's house, scratching at the door, or we were to assume it was him because of the writing that Harper does, points us to that direction. Also, the stalking of Miss Robinson, Tom Robinson's wife, as she was going to work, and the interactions between Bob Ewell and her boss. Notice how he followed her and stalked her, saying bad things, bad things, bad things, over and over and over again. Notice also now the party atmosphere at the end of the chapter and the costumes for Halloween. This is a very important setup for chapter 28 now. Chapter 28 now is the attack. We have three different accounts of the attacks, and I would like you guys to read all three accounts, know all three accounts rather well, because they are the setting, if you will, for the finale of the book. Chapter 28, we have a characterization of Jem being that Jem was becoming almost as good as Atticus at making you feel right when things went wrong. That can be a part of growing up. We have the courage, as when she shouts, she being Scout, that Cecil Jacobs is a big wet hen, and then there's no answer. That's a very scary thought, very scary sound to have silence respond to your question. So think of courage, think of growing up, think of the incident and the hecticness of it. Think of the what I call the Bourne supremacy effect of that jolting camera angle going up and down while they're fighting and you can't really see what's going on. Same thing for this book. The way she describes the actions is it's so jolting and so fractioned that you can't really get a clear sense of what's going on. You just kind of feel and kind of know the hecticness through the writing. Think about the longest journey that they talk about in this chapter. What is the longest journey? Is this whole book the longest journey, or is just the last half of the book the longest journey? What is the longest journey referred to? Is there more than one meaning for the longest journey? Think about the longest journey and what that would mean in this case. Other than that, the main purpose of 27 and 28 is to build up to that attack scene and describe the attack scene. There's not much more I can say about it. If you have any questions, please give me a call. And if not, tune in next time for 29 and 30. Thank you.
Mr. Barnes. To Kill a Mockingbird.